Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Angelicia returning your phone call. How can I help you today?
Yes. Well, I'm not real sure what it is. So I hate to be stupid, but I don't know what it is. I saw a charge and I'm like, what is this for?
Okay, yes, ma'am. We're a third-party call center. We do handle customer support for a variety of online vendors. What's your zip code so I can pull the account for you?
77350.
Thank you. And what's your first and last name, please?
Betty Bagley.
Thank you. And could you please verify the address as well?
P.O. Box 352 in Leggett, Texas.
Okay, thank you for that information. I do see on the 26th of January that the Keto Xen was purchased that helps reduce the appetite as well as increase in the metabolism. I do see the $92.90 charge. That's because the company only allowed 14 days to try the product out. So it was a 14-day trial period. And if you didn't let an agent know what you decided within those 14 days, then you would be billed for the keto, which was the $92.90. The company
that wasn't,
does have
that.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that wasn't explained to me. They automatically charged me what I thought I was buying was the $44. I got that charged on the same day also. And I don't know anything about the 14 days because I never got anything to try it. All I got was a diet that they sent to me that I couldn't even get out and go get the stuff to even work with it because of the freezing Texas weather we've had this last week.
Okay.
So I don't know anything about the 14 days. I knew about the other, and I looked at the stuff, it wasn't really any different than what I normally do. I thought I was going to get something to take, you know, keto medicine or something, but I didn't get anything. I've not received anything except an email with a diet plan. That's all they ever sent me, and it didn't say anything about 14 days of trying it. It just said try this the first week, and if it works, and then if it doesn't, then we can go, you know, you can mix it up. That's basically, they never said anything about any other charges. I know you're just a customer support, but who do I take this to complain? Other than my bank, I will definitely call my bank, because my bank did call me that same day of fraud charges because there was two of them. But they had two $44 ones on there, and I said, no, I only charged one $44 one, and I will accept that. She said, well, that's because they said two because it started in Canada, and then they had to approve it in California. But this is out of Illinois is what your number is. But but I have the California charge, which is the $44. I don't know anything about the 92. Like I say, I don't know anything about it. And I went and read their fine lines and their privacy because I've gotten myself into this mess before, and I've been stuck with stuff. And I thought, well, I'll give this a shot and see if it works because my daughter lost weight on keto. But she was taking some sort of medicine that they gave her. That's what I thought I was trying on a trial.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I can reship it out because it does state that it was delivered with a 35% discount off.
I don't have nothing delivered.
Yes,
ain't
ma'am.
Nothing
that's
been delivered to me. I just
went
to the post office yesterday.
That it was delivered to you. I have the tracking number as well, but I could reship it to you, like I stated, if you wanted to try it and get you 50% discount off.
I don't understand why I'm charged for something when I didn't even get it.
Yes, ma'am, because we have the tracking number stating that it was delivered. It was delivered on the 30th of January to your address.
No, I have not received anything. Does it show where I picked it up, or what's the tracking number? Can you give me that tracking number? And then I don't know what to tell you. I mean, if I tell you to reship it, am I going to be stuck with this $92 charge?
Yes, and
I've already paid 44. I already paid 44, and that's what I thought I was paying for, which I did not get. I don't know why I have to pay another $44.
Well, the actual price was $92.90. I don't know why they're splitting it up in that range, but it was $92.90 for the product itself. That's why
that's
I stated.
What, that's not. Yeah, that's not. But that's not what the ad said. The ad was $37, and then it said if you wanted to do 2 months instead of one, it can be. You can do it for an additional so and so, and it was 44 total. So I did the 2 months. So I was supposed to have done 2 months for $44. And I, like I say, I don't know. I thought I was getting a pill, and I never got anything because that's what it was showing. The picture. Of course, this is through Facebook crap. So you know. But,
okay, so I could ship you that out back out to you with 75% off.
And so I've already paid 44, so you're going to do it again for 75% off the 92. Is that what you're saying?
You stayed at what, ma'am?
I've already paid the 44, so you're saying you can reship the pills that I want to take, that I would like to take, at 75% off the $92.90?
That'll be off the $92.90 for your next shipment. It'll be 75% off.
You'll
get
the
product reshipped, and yes, ma'am, it'll take 75% off on your next shipment. They won't reverse the charge that you've already billed for.
No, I don't want to do that. I got to try it before I want to turn around and have another shipment shit out. Before I even get it, it's going to be another month gone, and they're going to slap this on me again. That's what I'm saying. I got to at least try it. I haven't gotten anything to try. And this was only this was only 10 days ago. That's when I ordered this was 10 days ago.
Yes, ma'am.
I haven't even had it long enough to even try it, you know, and they've already started billing me. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm looking at my bank thing right now. I can call my bank back, and I will in the morning. I will call my bank, and I will see if they can. They'll check on these frauds. They'll check on it because they're good at that. Because this is not. I can't have this. I live on a budget. I'm a senior and I live on a budget. And I've been having problems because I can't walk very much anymore. And I wanted to try something that'll help me keep the weight down. And if this is going to be a fraud, this is just another attack on the senior citizen, in my opinion. And that's just not right. I mean, I can't turn around and have this sent out again for another $27 when I don't even know if it's going to work, if you know what I mean.
Okay, so one moment. I'll go ahead and cancel it and get that cancellation number.
Messenger audio.
Okay, the cancellation number is C as in Charlie, F as in Frank, B as in boy, D as in dog, 92, I'm sorry, that's 821.
821, okay.
Yes, ma'am, 85, C as in Charlie, and the number 3 at the end.
Okay, was that CFB or CFV, boy or void?
That's CF as in Frank, B as in boy, D as in
boy.
Dog.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, gotcha there. I that was the one letter that I wanted to double check on. So.
Okay.
Okay, so this is canceling the whole thing for me.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so will I get my credits back?
No, ma'am, they won't reverse the charge.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to call Better Business Bureau and the bank then, because this is not going to work for me to pay for something that I never received.
Yes, ma'am. Only thing I could do is reship it out. I could offer you a 35% refund off on the charge if you didn't want to receive any.
Okay, if I 35% off of the 92, you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, this is so confusing. But if you reship it, that cancels the cancellation, and they're going to slap me back on the program. Is that what you're saying?
No, ma'am. You won't be back on the program. I've canceled it out already for you.
Okay. Okay.
Hold on one second. Okay, so I did go ahead and reship it out to you, and I gave you the 35% off the $92.90 charge. You'll receive that back to your card within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and I am canceled, so I don't have to worry about another one being sent to me before I get to try this out, right?
Right, you've canceled.
Okay, and what was your name again?
My name is Angelisha.
Angelisha, that's pretty. I thought that's what you said.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I guess that's the best I can do for now. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
At least I know
thank
what
you for
the,
calling
what
customer
the,
support.
Okay. Have a good day.
Yes, ma'am. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.